call this meeting to order and welcome all of you here. And we have an invitation, and Tom Williams, if you'll come up here very fast, we'd appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor, I want to thank you for letting me come back. I want to thank you personally and some of the members of the council and some of the people in the audience for being here when I needed you all when I was sick. Let's pray. Dear Lord, I thank you for allowing us to come here tonight and have this meeting concerning the town of Fury Beach and all the issues that are going to be brought before you here tonight. I ask that you be with all of us tonight as citizens and council people to discuss things that will affect the town from this day forward. I ask that the minds of all of us be open to what is said here tonight. I ask that you give the members of the council the abilities to make judgments that will be beneficial in growth and keeping with the good dignity and standards of the town of Fury Beach. And I ask this in the name of my personal Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Y'all like saying, join me in the pledge of allegiance.
The pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
At this time, we're going to have a public hearing to discuss the Greenway. And with that being said, I'd like to turn this over to Emily Swearingen, who's a member on our Greenway plan.
And if you could read the purpose of that meeting.
And she's going to dispel some of the misnomers which have come about.
Okay. Turn this around so I can see you guys because you're really the ones that I would like to talk to. Okay. I'm the town's appointee on the MPO Greenway Committee. And this committee was just started back this winter, around December or January. And we have one of the staff people here with us tonight. Please tell me.
It's a hard name. It's Soraya, or she?
What she said. But I'm sure she'll be glad to answer any questions for you tonight. The Greenway Committee is through the MPO. It is not the City of Wilmington, okay? We're looking at the possibility of greenways throughout the entire county, and Pleasure Island is part of New Hanover County. So we are going to be part of that plan or not, okay? And the committee has held several hearings. I don't know that you can really call this a hearing or even what they did a hearing. It's more like a community meeting, okay, to receive input. And there was one at Carolina Beach. How many of you attended that, Rachel? Okay. That's one of the things I was concerned about as a member of this committee, okay? The people on the committee and the staff, very good, very hardworking, but most of them, with maybe one exception, they do not live in Fury Beach. They don't come to our council meetings. I dare say most of them don't read the Island Gazette. So they really don't know what we talk about, what we feel, what we've done over the last 4 or 5 years. And I wanted to not only educate some of the staff with the Greenway Committee, I also wanted to just review what has happened, and I'll be glad to give you a copy of all of this tonight to take with you, okay? I want to clear a few things up about what happened when and a couple of things that are kind of myths. Now, we started this 4 or 5 years ago. We were talking about bikeways, bike paths, bike routes, pedestrian ways, greenways, just about every time we talked about it, I think most of us called it something different. But I think most of us knew what it was and what we wanted. We all know that a bike lane is what goes down Fort Fisher, part of the way down here, and goes all the way down to the end of the island. You know, part that goes on Fort Fisher there. We do not have that right now on Dale Road. A bike path, a greenway, a pedestrian walkway, and this is what my attorney would bring all of these so they can see pictures of them and everything, is a road that decided, how many of you have been on 17th Street lately and have seen that walkway on the side there with the little railing and a nice wide road where you can jog all the way down to where the park is there? Okay, that's what we're talking about, is a path that's wide enough that you can roll baby carriages on it, ride a three-wheel bike that some of the older ones of us do occasionally. You could jog on it. You just don't take motor vehicles on it. Okay, and there's some question about whether or not we could take golf carts on there, so that's something the committee may have to address. But it is off the road. And there is a good space of land between the road and between that path there, okay? And the path can just be a dirt path. It can be an asphalt path like the one there on 17th, one that my son had when he was living in Durham, went down through a big area in Durham. It was made out of something else, kind of crunchy kind of stuff, okay? So it can be made out of several different kinds of material. But let me tell you the frustration I know that all of you feel, because we have gotten lots and lots of emails and telephone calls. And I'd just like to go over a little bit of the history, mainly for our guests here tonight and for some of you who maybe haven't been living here for years and years and years, okay? Back in June of 2008, the MPO, which is the Metropolitan Planning Organization, their Transportation Advisory Committee started conducting a survey on putting together a bike lane and a pedestrian path down Dow Road. And they came up with this study right here. And Mike has a copy of this, okay? And it has all kinds of descriptions and pictures in here of how you have a highway, and you have the bike path over here. You can see, if you were up close, there's barely a line there where you have a bike lane, but mainly you have this path up here where you could ride a bike or jog or whatever you wanted to do. And here's an idea of what it would look like. Only this would only be on one side of Dale Road. There are a couple of other pictures of what it would look like, and if you would like to pass that around and look at it, you may. It also has to do with turning lanes on Dow Road, okay? So, let's see. That was in June 2008, and there was a resolution the council passed, and I'll only read a few words of this. Whereas the Curie Beach Town Council is in favor of a bike path from the town to Fort Fisher Ferry, and whereas the town council is in favor of improving Dow Road from US 421 in Carolina Beach to K Avenue, especially the shoulders and the road conditions, now be it resolved that the town of Curie Beach does hereby publicly state opposition the extension of Dow Road beyond K Avenue through the Sunny Point buffer zone for the following reasons. And then it gives several reasons, including diverting traffic or having a bypass around Curie Beach could hurt our economy. Now, that means when you come down Dow Road, you get to K, you keep right on going through the woods there. This was something that came up years and years and years ago. But in 2008, we had a resolution that said, we are opposed to doing that, okay? Does anybody have a question about where that would have been?
Okay. I sort of, just for the timeline, this report is October the 5th, 2009.
I'm not there yet.
Okay, well, you referred to this.
Well, I'm not, I'm sorry, this is next. Okay, our realtor, mainly wanted to give you time to be able to pass that.
Could you just clarify?
When we say MPO Wilmington or Wilmington MPO, this is a private group, or is this from the county organizes?
It's really part of the state. Would you like to explain what's exactly what the MPO is, which our mayor is now chairman of?
No, vice chair.
Vice chair. Oh, I thought you were running. You're running it, but you're vice chair. Very, that's what. Okay, could you explain the Metropolitan Planning Organization?
Sure. Again, my name is Sarai Rashid, and I have cards. I'd be happy to hand them out afterwards if anybody has any remaining questions or anything. And we're from the Wilmington Metropolitan Planning Organization, which is a transportation planning organization. It has a confusing name. We focus only on transportation planning. And we're federally mandated, federally funded. There's 200-some-odd of such organizations throughout the country that are federally mandated for metropolitan areas, and that's determined by the census. So if you have a large enough area that has a transportation system that works all together, they're given MPO. And we work, Mayor Lambeth is on our board as well. We have all the jurisdictions in the area have a representative on our board, and the idea is to work cooperatively to see our transportation system as a huge network, that so everyone can help each other and our transportation system can work together.
Yeah, I think the misnomer might be when you hear Wilmington Metropolitan. Mm-hmm. It's not the city of Wilmington's transportation committee. It's the metropolitan area, which includes all of New Hanover County. Does it go over into Brunswick County?
Yes, it does.
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
You said it much better.
Covers a really large area. It's not even just New Hanover County. Okay. So here we go. We've already said that. We've already said that we're conducting this study. Now that's when they started the study. To answer your question, they didn't finish it until 2009. Okay. And that's where the idea came from to have the bike lane or the pedestrian path or the greenway down the side of Down Road. Now, in September 2008, the Island Gazette reported, good old Willard down there, with an article that somebody graciously sent to us. The Island Gazette reported that the Curie Beach Council agreed with their residents and voted against having a bike or walking path or greenway as the Pleasure Island Greenway Committee had proposed, which would go behind houses in the Sunny Point buffer zone, and when it got down here, would go through the Air Force Base and then walk around to the ferry. It was suggested, according to this article, at one of our meetings, that it goes strictly down Dow Road, and that was all. There was no resolution that night. There was no anything like that that went to anybody. It was just discussed at the council meeting, and all we could find was a report in the newspaper. Okay, the next one. Let's see, March 17, 2009. We do have a resolution in support of a bicycle facility improvements on Snow's Cut Bridge. Now, I don't know how DOT missed this, because this was 3 years ago, okay? But it talks about the bridge and how it's designated as a bicycling highway through the feds and state and everything. And the whereas the MPO Bike Pedestrian Committee, the Town of Curie Beach, and the Island Greenway Committee have identified the need for bicycle improvements on the beach. Therefore, now we have resolved that Downcarry Beach supports bicycle facility improvements on Snow's Cut Bridge and requests that the North Carolina Department of Transportation Division of Bicycle and Pedestrian Transportation and the MPO staff work cooperatively to identify bicycle facility improvements on the bridge and potential funding sources. I'm like, I gotta spell down on that one. That would be a great one for you to do. Okay, then after that, okay, I asked Nancy to look and see if she could find any more resolutions, any more things that we voted on or against. And let me tell you, first of all, one of the myths that has been floating around in and outside of Carrie Beach is that the council, before I got on it, voted unanimously to just do away with bike paths in Carrie Beach. We were not going to have anything to do with them. We weren't going to cooperate with anybody. We weren't going to have one here. Nancy has searched and searched and searched the town records, and that absolutely is not true. Now, one or two people may have said something individually, but the council never, ever, ever voted to do that. But let me tell you what we did do. Okay, let's see. This was last June, a year ago. Back a year ago, I guess this week. At the June 21st council meeting, 2011, the council discussed a bike path proposed by Carolina Beach. The consensus was to request Carolina Beach to work with our SLAP committee, that's our parking committee, okay, and Parks and Recreation Committee, and give a formal presentation to the council along with a DOT representative to explain the difference between a bike route and a bike path and future implications to the town. And this should include a representative from Sunny Point, because after all, up to that point, we have nothing whatsoever in writing from Sunny Point agreeing with, supporting, suggesting any of this. We have nothing in writing with them suggesting where the bike route should be or where it shouldn't. Okay? So, this is an excerpt from the council minutes. The mayor pointed out that Pleasure Island Greenway Committee, with the support of Carolina Beach, wanted support for the Carolina Beach proposal for Carolina Curie Beach bike path to run on Sunny Point land from Carolina Beach until Alabama and then left onto North Alabama and right onto Highway 421 to the ferry. Mayor Lambeth stated that Carolina Beach wants a bike path to do exactly this, but the consensus, after much discussion, in fact, between me and Commissioner Nelder and the mayor, we finally reached a consensus that said we would request Carolina Beach to work with SLAP and the Parks and Recreation Committee to give a final presentation to the council along with a DOT representative to explain the difference between a bike route and a bike path and the implications to the town. And this was to include someone from Sunny Point. Well, since I've been on that council, that proposal has not come before us. Okay, that's the past, okay? And we had a Pleasure Island Greenway Committee that was working on that, okay? Now we're going to jump over to the future. And we have our metropolitan, basically our metropolitan area transportation organization who's put this committee together to look at all possibilities. Now, I think by now everybody knows what we don't want. It's been said over and over, it's in resolutions, it's been in the newspaper. I asked our council if we could have this meeting tonight so you could tell us what do you want. Okay. Now, We're not going to make a decision tonight because it's not up to us. It will be up to the committee here. And I wish I had something to write on. You can go on the internet to the Greenway website, and you can fill out a survey. I was hoping we'd have some ready tonight that you could fill out. But you can go on there and fill out a survey and tell us exactly what you think. But since we have the staff here tonight and we have at least two members of that committee, I would like very, very much for you to tell us what you would like to do, especially if we get something to K Avenue, how are we going to get it to the ferry? Does it just stop there at the park? Do we take it down K Avenue and go down Fort Fisher Boulevard? Do we just forget it and assume everybody can make their way through the neighborhoods? I would like for you guys to tell us what are your recommendations, and then we'll put them in with everybody else's recommendations, and between now and December, we'll see what comes out. Okay? Okay, yes, sir.
What is the cost of the issues? Who goes to pay the funding? Who's going to pick up the cost of the
Well, since it covers the entire county, we don't know.
I'm sorry, we have to have a public hearing, so we're going to need comments to come to the public hearing.
We're going to ask all those questions. Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Now, the first person we have signed up for public. Her name is Judy Laird, and Judy is 614 Center Park.
I appreciate Emily's background on all of that, and starting in September of 2008, I can attest to the fact that I was at all of those above meetings. So I take a little bit of issue with a couple of things you said since I was there, but at any rate, in September of 2008, and this is where I began, at least about my part of this, Curie Beach residents attended en masse the WMPO public hearing that was held at Carolina Beach, which at that time displayed, as she said, a bicycle path that would run down through the fire lane of the Stony Point buffer zone, just for background. But Curie Beach residents, and I would estimate that we had probably at least 100 residents that attended that meeting, by far the majority of people that were there. We had television, press, whatever, but we overwhelmingly expressed our preference for bike path to be located along the right-of-way of Dow Road and separated by a grass median. And at that time, shortly after that meeting, again, I was here, Curie Beach Council, and it may not be in your minutes, but I was here, voted unanimously not to support that path as it was presented through the Stony Point buffer zone. Now, 4 years later, and I am still a little frustrated. After all of that, and I think we spoke loud and clear, and I don't know why we're going to WMPO having public meetings and all over again, which, by the way, I did attend at Carolina Beach, and I would dare say it wasn't well attended. But at any rate, they don't seem, WMPO just doesn't to me seem to understand that Curie Beach residents still believe a separated path, and I repeat, a path that is separated with a grassy median along Dow Road remains the best and most logical location for Pleasure Island bike path Greenway for many reasons. Number one, most important, the Dow Corridor provides a safe and secure location because it's already patrolled by police and does not require additional resources for our town. Number two, it's easily accessible for fire and safety vehicles if necessary. Number three, it connects both Curie Beach and Carolina Beach parks, as well as the Carolina Beach State Park. Number four, it provides easy access to the Food Line Shopping Center, pharmacies, restaurants, and is accessible to and from most neighborhoods as well as business districts of both Carolina Beach and Curie Beach. Furthermore, talking about where it would go once it reaches the park, we have many HIJ, all of those streets connect to Fort Fisher Boulevard, and when you have an island that's only, what are we, 1.5 miles wide, you don't have much choice then but to go down Fort Fisher Boulevard. We're not going through the Civil War Museum. We're not going through the Air Force Rec Center. We're not going through the state land. So, number five, the Dow Path Corridor is also environmentally friendly. It consolidates stormwater runoff already in place on Dow Road and does not further disturb wildlife habitats. Number six, Dow Road Corridor is already maintained for upkeep of grass, trash, etc., and again requires little additional expense. And since the path would be highly visible, it does not create an opportunity for rowdy behavior or criminal behavior. So for all of the above reasons, I request that council again send a very strong message back to the WMPO and the town of Carolina Beach that the Curie Beach residents support a true greenway along the Dow Road Corridor.
Donovan is a 5-11 Sheriff Drive.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Council members. I am an avid bicyclist, not one of those little tiny wheels, but still. I use my bicycle quite a bit, so does my husband. We bicycle to our doctor, dentist, get groceries sometimes, to the senior center, to the aquarium, and we would love to have a safe and scenic bicycle path from the wildlife ramps at Snow's Cut all the way to the end of the island. That would be an absolute pleasure to be able to ride a bicycle on a path like that. If a path is selected that's off of the Dow Road Corridor, there really needs to be plenty of width so that we feel safe on that. I never go on Dow Road on my bicycle. It's just not a safe place to go. Although we do cross it at Harper to get over to the Bobcat and turn on the beach. But it would be a delight to have something that would contribute to the quality of life, to our health, to our recreational needs. When our grandchildren come, we love to take them on a bicycle path that's safe and secure and has beautiful scenery connected to it. We do currently use Fort Fisher Boulevard and North Lake Boulevard because there's no other option, particularly when we're trying to get from Curie Beach over to the State Park or up to the dentist or the doctor. You've got to go out onto either Dow, which we don't do, for help because we want to stay alive, or you've got to go onto North Lake Boulevard. And the little bike path, bike lane that's there now, they're heavily used. Any of you are out there on the road, you know, there are bicycles, there are joggers, there are walkers, there are dogs being walked, strollers, and that little path forces bicyclists like me into the traffic. So if we can have a dedicated path as many spots as possible, then that's the truly the safest type of bicycle path that we can have, and we would support that completely. If you need somebody to be involved in negotiating some options for paths, I'm gladly volunteer because I feel strongly that we can benefit so much on this island from having a good bikeway, blueway, greenway, whatever the name ends up being, that covers the entire island. Thank you.
Thank you. Debbie Price on 773 Settlers Lane.
Thank you. Judy certainly said it all and more from what we're all, what most of us are thinking, and Donna too. I certainly agree that we need a safe pathway, whatever you want to call it, green to our pain, for everyone to use. And, you know, something like on Eastwood Drive, I think we've probably all seen that. It's great, it's off-road. You can still see everybody that's on the bike path and walking their bike, and you can still see from the highway. A certain access point from any standpoint that you need, the 911 call or whatever. So I think we just need to keep that in the back of our mind, which we've been doing for years. Again, not sure why we're here again. I hope we're not here another 4 years. But thank you for your consideration. Thanks everybody for their concerns.
We have Mr. Gordon, Brett, Brett Clark.
Yeah.
You've got worse writing than I do.
Yep.
1338, Fisher.
Gordon Decker.
No.
Yeah. Well, thanks for the opportunity to speak here. I'm a recreational biker as well. I've got my beach bike parked outside. And I took a leisurely bike ride to this event this evening. And I was coming from Southport Fisher Boulevard. And I felt something strange as I rode up the road. I mean, obviously, we're in season right now, but, you know, at this time of the day, there weren't a lot of cars, but I still, when I was on Fort Fisher Boulevard, I felt a lot of pressure. And I didn't even realize it until I got the chance to turn off on E. And as soon as I turned off the tree-lined street, I just felt like a weight came off of my shoulders. So there's a big difference of biking along a road and biking on something that is truly a safe path. E isn't, you know, E feels like a safe path because nobody's on there. But I think that's really what I like to see, is some safe, off the street kind of path. You know, I don't know what the solution is to get from K down to the ferry in a safe way, but Fort Fisher does not feel like that super safe path. I know the Carolina Beach has worked with Sunny Point, and maybe there are some middle grounds here that there's something that can be done in the buffer zone with an extra buffer to take care of any concerns that homeowners have along that way. But I think it's really, really important that this island has safe, fun biking paths that I, as well as my wife, can hop on and feel safe biking around. I think it would be a huge, huge asset to Curie Beach, the Carolina Beach, to the entire island.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you.
Anybody else like to make a comment that didn't sign up? Yes.
And if you can just say your name and your address, that's fine. Don't step on any toes.
Well, comment around 401 Settlers Lane. It's great to have weight. First of all, I believe it should be on Dow Road no matter what. It's safe once it's built the way it should be built. It'll be safe to ride instead of coming behind my house. Right now, I have that problem. Either not having people down. Also, what is the cost? Who is going to put the bill for this project? The towns, the county, the federal government. Possibly now because it's election time. They're going to somehow come up with the money. But I don't see how this is going to be funded. I like to know. I don't want to have a surprise meeting. Maybe we find out our taxes have gone up, so it helps help support this thing. And the bikers, they'll have their great if they ride on Settlers Lane all the time. We see them all the time. Fine, they do it to kids and all everything. They get it's certain times of the year we have more people here than you know other times. I just don't see why we need this in the buffer zone project. And about Fort Fisher riding on the airplane. Of course it is there. I walk there every morning. I get on the side and move over to the side when the biker comes by. I don't block him to say that he has to go out on the street. I have some courtesy, and I hope everybody else will have some courtesy about this. But, you know, I just don't see, first of my concern is the cost. And after that, you guys decide, and we might, we did 4 years ago, I thought this was resolved. Now it's back again. It's really sad. It's healing. Why?
Good evening. My name is Alicia Devereaux. I'm at 801 Alabama Avenue. I live in Tucker Square, which is a Cure Beach neighborhood right on the border of Carolina Beach. I'm just here again tonight, and I think Judy said it fabulously. We have a wonderful access, and it is down the road. It is the perfect spot to put this bike path. It is straight access. It has the ability for, like they said, for safety or emergencies. It's visible by all. It doesn't need to cost people more money to patrol. The bike path has been proposed to be in several different areas in Cure Beach, and a lot of them have been put behind people's houses or in one proposed case, and down Alabama Avenue, which is in front of the Tucker Square community. There, I actually talked to all of my neighbors along in Tucker Square and along Alabama Avenue. They even signed a petition. It has nothing to do with being against a bike path. It has to do with the fact that we are a small, quiet residential community. We have a lot of children out there. We have bus stops. We're concerned about many different things. One is safety, having to contend with an increase in traffic, having to worry about the middle and high school kids, the bus stops there. The second is security. I think having access to neighborhoods and then being able to, frankly, jump on a bike path that goes into the woods is an issue. I've lived on a bike path in Burlington, Vermont. It ran along Lake Champlain. It was absolutely gorgeous. It was also known as Felony Highway. It was a wonderful place for people to ride their bikes, come in and rip you off and take off in the middle of the night. It was not comfortable to live like that. And the third reason, and I think it's really important, is by all means, let's get something on the island. I think a greenway is a wonderful idea, but I think you have to think of everybody as a whole. And I don't think that there should be, it should be at the cost of property owners in Cure Beach or Carolina Beach for that matter. I think that there is an invasion of privacy and our rights to quiet enjoyment by putting it in front of or behind our homes. I think it would affect the property values. I think it would be an issue in terms of selling homes. Some people just won't be comfortable with it being there. So I think, in summary, I strongly believe that a greenway bike path running through the Sunny Point Fire Zone is not in the best interest of our community. I strongly support, as Judy said, a separated off-road greenway utilizing the Dow Road corridor that runs along Dow Road, but with the grassy median between. I think it's the best and the absolute best resolution. The road is a state highway. It's a main thoroughfare. It does not impact quiet residential neighborhoods. Thank you for your time.
Hello, yes, Gabby. Okay, Gabby Krause, St. Louis Lane.
Well, I have two more handouts on the NPO website and the survey that you can take if anybody else wants them.
Nancy, why don't you get off the table of our guests?
Emily gave you two extra copies.
I'd just like to address the council. From what I've heard here this evening, I think it's pretty unanimous that citizens of Cure Beach who have taken their time to turn out here tonight are not in favor of running this bike path behind the properties that border Settlers Lane, and are unanimously in favor of a bike path running down Dow Road. Now, I know there are a lot of questions, what happens after it gets to K Avenue and that sort of thing, but those are questions that have to be resolved. The problem that has been resolved tonight, in my opinion, is that Dow Road is the place where this bike path should go. And if the council is listening to the citizens of the town, they'll pass a resolution to tell the WMBO and all the other people to pick little Allen around and concentrate on putting this bike path down Dow Road. and use the energies that we have, as close to the mayor and the councilman have, to talk to DOT and the other people to get the bypass done and the Dalwood project done. Amen.
Now I'm going to close this public hearing, and we appreciate everybody here. We'll discuss the bike path. Thank you. Now, let me, I guess, clear up a little misnomer that Ms. Swearingen brought up. The meeting we had with Carolina Beach and the bike path going down Alabama Avenue, they had to get permission from Cherry Beach because Sunny Point made it abundantly clear that they did not want them coming back to them to extend any type of bike path down any other place other than where they wanted it. Now, they own all of Alabama Avenue. We own the shoulder. They can do anything that they want with or without our help if they want to. So with that being said, they were nice enough to bring it to our attention, and they wanted us to sign on with it. And we did not do anything. And Tim Fuller and the folks that are in charge of bike path have not brought us back. I have talked to Mike. He doesn't really care for the buffer zone area for it to be used as a bike path. He's opened this thing for public comment until September. And Karen Fussell with DOT is working as hard as she can. She's gathering up all of her monies with the help of Senator Raven, who's in charge of DOT, to extend the bike path 5 foot on each side down the road. And we hope that that comes to premonition here soon. And that's all I have to say. You want to say something, Ms. Swearingen?
I just would like everybody to understand that I didn't want our plan to come up at the end of the year and all of a sudden everybody in Cherry Beach go, whoa, wait a minute, I didn't know we were working on this again and we didn't have as much input as we would like to have. And that's why I just wanted you to tell us one more time so that we could pass it on to the staff. And again, I strongly, strongly encourage you to go on the website and fill out the survey. Put that in our Thursday. Are we still doing our Thursday
yes.
email?
Mm-hmm.
We'll put it in there and on our website. Could you tell us what the exact address is on the website?
Sure. It's wilmingtongreenway.org.com. Wilmingtongreenway.com.
Okay. If you would just go there and fill out the survey, that's what they need more than anything else in the world. And I appreciate every one of you. Thank you for your emails, too.
Steve, anything? Well, I mean, I do support a bike path, but not on the Mark Breaker. David?
No, I'm the same way. I mean, I think it's been pretty consistent from everyone I've heard in town, everything I grew up on, that having a bike path and its environment cut through the woods is not a good thing. It's either going to be wide enough we can get the rescue truck down there, and then people can drive cars. If they put the bollards up so you can't get cars or something like that, it ends up being an expense issue, a safety issue. And I'm on the buffer zone too, so I certainly sympathize with anyone on the buffer zone. And I think as far as south of town, we have an issue south of K Avenue. I don't know a resolution for that.
Jeff? I didn't know we ever left the idea of having a bike path down Dow except for the Carolina Beach's proposal, which we certainly were against. So I want to change it because we've always been for
Chuck, can I tell you, it hasn't changed. Our part of it has not changed. The thing is, people on this committee and the staff on this committee don't live in Cherry Beach. They don't know what we've done in the last 4 years.
Is there a representative from Cherry Beach on?
Needed, yes, there is. But we needed to show them what people in Cherry Beach really
for the Carolina Beach bike path, which would come down Alabama, the reason we have not got back together with Tim and his representative is that that bike path was going to empty out on Fort Fisher Boulevard. And when you go to the right, when you get to the town limits of Pure Beach, we do not have room for a bike path. It'll take all the parking. So that's why we were against the bike path. But they can still, if they push Sunday Point, they can get it done. But it'll be over there. It won't have anything to do with us other than the people at Tucker Square.
That's because DOT, between N and E, we don't have a thing.
So right.
We don't have one. But according to DOT, that is a bike path.
Right.
And that's where the confusion there. Yeah. That's where the problem is, because they could go ahead and dump it. Y'all in the DOT, and as you said, we can't stop it because that is their
route. Yeah. Okay.
Well, can I say something?
Sure, Judy.
Well, we might not be able to legally stop them, but I would think Carolina Beach might have learned their lesson after they put a bike path behind parked cars. So. That's true. Duh. What was I thinking?
Thank you. We'll close this public hearing. Thank you.
I just had a question. Is somebody going to get back with Willard about that article? Because I'm the one who provided it to y'all. I was at that meeting, and I could swear y'all did do that. Even though I don't know who was taking your
minutes,
had it in the
record. I was at that meeting too. We were alone, and it was both.
So I'll contact Willard just to tell him that you're disagreeing with that. So,
well,
somebody should go out. If you disagree, you should have done it back in 2008 when you read it in the paper.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I live on Alabama, and I live in the Curie Beach side, 705. And did I understand you to say that Carolina Beach owns Alabama?
They own the road. We own the curb. Yes, sir.
They own from just the paved part? Or
yes, just the paved
part. They don't own what's in my yard.
No, they do. So actually they own the right-of-way as well. So when the two towns came together, I was on council back then, whenever it was, and we discussed having the dividing line down the center of the highway, but because of power funding, we agreed, okay, Carolina Beach, you have it on that side. So actually any public property in your yard, which will be the right way, so I'm not sure if that street is 15 feet or not.
We swapped.
Right.
We gave them the road, they gave us the line where they straightened out to the ocean.
That's right.
We gained some property.
Right.
Tax property.
But so yes, sir, the public property in your yard in Alabama would be Carolina Beach public property.
Well, in other words, the water and sewer lines that are Curie Beaches are on Carolina Beach property.
That's probably correct.
The very one by yard.
Yes, sir. Still.
So they can literally put the bikes out in our yards, even though we're Curie Beach residents.
You're Curie Beach residents, but you don't have a road. You don't have a right of way.
So they could put the bikes out on our side of the road.
They could, but they've kind of dropped that issue for right now.
Well, that would kill all the property values up and down Alabama Avenue.
Sure would.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't on council then. I was. Okay.
Can I make one more comment?
Yes, sir.
I mean, it's certainly not official, and I don't have a name I can give you, but I've had several conversations with people at Sunny Point, and they have told me almost unanimously that if there was any agreement about a bike path in the and around the lake at Curie, I mean, the retention pond, even in Carolina Beach, down all that area, that they would require a fenced-in area, which to me is going to make it cost prohibitive anyway.
All right, thanks, Jim. All right. Now, we have a recognition and an award.
So we need a motion to close the public hearing?
Close the hearing.
Yeah, we closed it.
You closed it.
Yeah.
Council did it.
Yeah. We need a motion.
Just make a motion to the council.
And I'll second it.
Thank you.
There you go. Now we have a recognition and an award.
Tim, come on down. I'd like to present this plaque to you for 20 years of faithful service. And I appreciate everything you've done on your PNC. And I seem, I'm sure you've seen some strange things going on PNC. Experiences, and if you'd like to say something.
Well, I'd say 3 weeks is a nice place to live, and I challenge everybody to keep it that way.
Emily has a name for it.
A week's guy that you want to
I just wanted everyone to know that our building inspector here has been also learning to become our official fire marshal, and he recently passed his North Carolina Fire Prevention Level 2, and we would like to congratulate you on passing your exam and getting even higher. And Nancy, could we do a little PSA press release to the newspaper? Tell them that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Now, Sam Jim, does anybody have anything to add? Can I have a motion to accept the consent agenda?
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. The adoption of the agenda. Everybody's read their agenda?
Can we just add for new business number 3, update on the water sewer meeting? And I'll take care of that, sir. Number 3 under new business. The water sewer authority.
All right, is everybody okay with that? Yes. All right, do I have a motion to adopt the agenda?
So moved.
As amended.
As amended.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Now we have a discussion with Gilbert Alpin. There you are, Gilbert.
Oh, thank you. And I need to apologize. I spoke with Nancy Avery. We had a good conversation, but in the request here,
I've had a problem.
You're aware of that?
Okay. Yes. No, that problem. Was before I had my second conversation with you.
Oh, okay.
So disregard what I have on your agenda.
Okay, so what's the question?
I apologize.
Okay, well, basically, I'll just give you a short history. April 19, 2005, town council unanimously approved the town parking in the B2 and B3 divisions of our town. Okay, in the spring of 2012, a gentleman came by and he was redoing the lines. And I asked him if they could divide the spots up in those long spaces. And he said, no, that wasn't town policy. And I said, okay. Well, the next thing I know, he blacked out the line between parking spaces 309 and 305. And now 309 and 305 are one long spot, which I'm content with that. The issue is council approved 309 to be a 15-minute time parking space, with the town removing the white line and making 309 and 305 now one space. I was hoping the council would honor what we're doing by extending the 15 minutes into that new area. And I am willing to offer $125 expense, payment toward expenses for the installation of a second 15-minute parking sign in that one new lot that is formed. Basically, when people pull up in front of my shop, they come in, do their business, and they leave. We've got another area that extended, and people are still under the old assumption, because they see that black line, and that's not part of it. I just want to have clarifications that 309 and 305 are now one 15-minute parking space. And I'm willing to offer $125 to offset the cost for a second sign.
Do you want the 50 to just going to require another sign?
Well, what's happening
when you were landed on the road?
Okay, I think if you put a sign at the south end of that spot, people will be aware. And over the years, we had no violations. I mean, it was self-regulating. And right now, I just think it's just it's misinformed. And I hate to see people get parking tickets, because I think there's been about five this year. I don't know the exact figure of time violations.
In the new area.
In the new area. Right. So, see, back in on April 19, 2005, the council approved that the parking spot 309 would be designated as 15 minutes. I've gone over this with Sonny Beaker, Chief Cooper, and I've spoken with Tony Gonzalez.
So in the past, you had one car space, 15 minutes. Now you have to ask for two 15-minute car spaces.
Well, that's what we have now. We actually can probably put three or four there. Now, I haven't set to see what it is, but the town removed the space between 305 and 309. Thereby, instead of having two smaller ones, you have now one big one, which I'm content with that.
You didn't hold down in the cars?
About two.
Okay.
Still two. Two full size sedans.
So you're gaining another 15 minutes space.
And I greatly appreciate it.
Well, right now, it's being enforced as a 15 minute space because we've got the line, right? So he's trying to keep people from getting tickets, which is a good thing, I think.
It would, right now, it's confusing.
Right.
Quite frankly.
Yeah.
Because people assume that behind the sign is 15 minutes, in front of the sign is unlimited. And which I don't believe is the case. So if you have a second sign, eliminate that.
You talked to Sleeshy and he's in favor of this?
I have not talked to him. I'm just, this is my opinion and mine only, but I've personally written a couple of things out.
Ah, okay. All right.
And Tony, you're going to give up a space?
Well, it's a space, but it's still, you have businesses there and we have to cater to our businesses. And, you know, saving one space where a person keeps getting a ticket doesn't look good for Curie Beach on that hand. So, you know, I think it would be justified if you're going to be okay.
Your recommendation?
Right, this spot, yes.
Your recommendation?
Yes.
All right. Any discussion? Any Steve? I'm better at you than this spot.
Yeah, I make a motion that we that we accept the $125 to defray the sign and direct Public Works to put a sign in the second space.
I second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye, Gilbert.
Thanks.
I'll
get it
to
you for free.
No.
Since the offer,
I'm willing to pay. I really am. I
what
am.
An offer we might have, but
it wasn't price.
Well, give it to me, I'll leave
town. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you.
Phil Snodis, I'm Vice Chair of the Beach Protection Committee. I would just like to give you a summary of communications between the Beach Committee and the Homeowners Association. We sent an initial letter to all the homeowners requesting their support in a few of the initiatives that we were wanting to get involved in, like the garbage cans on the beach side of beach accesses. All the homeowners responded, and they were all very positive. seven of the eight homeowner presidents said that they would even support us in future initiatives with anything, dogs, cigarette butts, food, anything. They're very supportive in keeping the beach clean. One of the things that they did recommend and they questioned is the 911 number for calling and reporting incidents on the beach. And each one that we spoke to said the same thing. They will not call 911 for a dog for a minor offense. So their consensus and ours, again, is another number being provided that we can call, or that anyone can call, when there's an incident on the beach, whether it be alcohol, dog, anything. And that was a big concern of theirs, is the non-911 emergency number. Okay, so we would like to thank the council for allowing us to send that letter initially to all the homeowners. And we'd like to thank Public Works for being so cooperative in getting the garbage cans out so fast. They're out there, they're being used. And we'd like to discuss perhaps someday getting recycling bins on the beach side. Because what people are doing now is they're putting recycling into the garbage cans, and I don't know how long that's going to go. So we'd just like to thank you again and give you a summary of what we did. And thank you for your support.
Thank you. Discussion and consideration of community business. The MPO Bike Pedestrian Advisory Committee request for a short list of pedestrian and bike improvements. Al? You shouldn't sit all the way up.
Yeah, well, I'm not here during your prayer, so I took any seat up today. Thank you very much for taking my request. I've been to the first meeting of the advisory committee, and you had asked me all to stay in touch with you and keep that records. So I'm here for two reasons. One, to report that there seems to be a rebalancing of the committee, and they're really concerned that Curry Beach and Carolina Beach and some of the smaller towns take advantage of the opportunities that are possible through the MPO. One of the advantages that would be possible would be to have a list of small projects that may be fundable down the road in the future when there's money left over, or when there is an opportunity for doing something on the quick. And so what they're really asking for is a list of some projects that Curry Beach would like to have considered, that may never be funded, for pedestrians or bike improvements in our community. They need to be small, they need to be relatively affordable, and what they are is something that someone can push the button on when there's an opportunity in front of us. So we pulled the list, and we got three examples from the Cape Fear cyclist, and these are major requests. And we've got from other towns, from Wilmington, from Leland, and from one town in Brunswick County. And so what I thought would make sense is to take this under consideration from you all, to take suggestions from the public on things that and have our name and our projects on the list. And if we get something, we get it. If we don't, we only waste a little bit of energy.
Could I make a recommendation? I'd suggest you get together with Tony and find out if there's anything that the SLAP committee has talked about. I mean, places we might need things you hook your bike racks. What he said, yes, the bike racks or any more pedestrian sidewalks or anything like that. Your committee might like to talk about or might like to tell him about it. Two of you could get together and just discuss that.
Be happy.
Because he's kind of our major go-to guy for
it. Have you got any projects that are on lists you think Curry Beach might be?
Well, I thought that somehow we have a bike path on Fort Fisher Boulevard, the lane. Mm-hmm. What happens is the grass is growing in. And it's narrower and narrower. There are stones or things like that. I'm wondering whether, I don't know whether this will have justice or right, whether this is something that effectively can be Can we move the grass back to get the full 3 feet?
The stones aren't permitted, so that's John's.
The stones aren't permitted. No, I understand that, but they roll out.
Okay.
And the grass grows out.
Right.
So that was one suggestion that I saw, is that let's take advantage of what we already have. I'll be happy to meet with Tony and bring you back a list of suggestions. But what I wanted to do is get in front of you to think there are opportunities and we ought to take advantage of. Anyone else you would like me to meet with?
What's the stolen formal number?
I don't know that yet.
Okay.
And I think that we get some names on here and we get some things out of it, we'll test that waters. Okay. There is going to be a larger appropriation for the MPO and the greater Wilmington area because of population size. Curry Beach ought to have a hospital.
Thanks. Also, at the meeting, did they talk about the bike path at all?
But I mean, it's loud and clear, and I sat here and heard it.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying, from your perspective on the committee.
Everyone's trying to find a way of improving the island.
Right.
And I guess the challenge is to find an imaginative way that doesn't disadvantage citizens.
Are there drivers or pushers on the committee that are really pushing, from your perspective, you're our representative, right? Do you see the committee, there are significant, strong pushers on the committee that say it should come down?
I didn't hear that.
Okay.
What I heard,
it's
a different committee. But
yeah, could we have our guest here explain what the difference is between the two committees? Because I think that's very confusing why we have a second committee when we're talking about technically the same thing. He's the bike and pedestrian path, I'm the greenway path. So what's the difference between the two committees?
Thanks. Al is the Curry Beach representative to the Bike Ped Committee. And Bike Ped Committee is the committee that looks at all kinds of bicycle and pedestrian issues throughout the MPO, looks at them from a regional perspective. The Greenway Plan is a particular plan. The idea of the plan is that it'll get adopted with alignment, and once it gets adopted, we have all kinds of additional opportunities to apply for grants, to work regionally, cooperatively, because we have one plan that a whole region will adopt. And ultimately, we'll be asking it'll be adopted by the TACR board, as well as we'll be asking Curry Beach to adopt it, and Wrightsville Beach, and Carolina Beach, and the city of Wilmington, and New Hanover County, all the jurisdictions that are affected. So this is one particular planning document.
Okay, can the people on the bike committee, bike and pedestrian committee, have input into that?
Certainly, and they do. So there was actually a focus group for the Greenway Plan that particularly targeted the Bicycle and Pedestrian Advisory Committee. So we're trying to look from a regional perspective, and it might sound like duplicative, but there are different efforts that we need to do to try to attack the funding sources, because there's limited funding sources, and we need to get it everywhere we can. Thank you.
So my next announcement is there are new maps coming out, and I'll undertake to bring them down here and make sure that they're available here in the community. And every map has some errors in it, and it just happens. Like things change during the time. So as there are changes, then if we can make an arrangement to contact the town clerk, I'll pick up on that and make sure that we make enhancements to it as it goes along. There's going to be new things happening. So this is a mass printing.
Did they bring you up to speed on what DOT said about a new bike path over the bridge?
I'm trying to gather information. I understand that it's not moving.
It's not going
to
happen.
And I understand that there's a disconnect between what people would like to have happen on Dow Road and that what is fundable, and the difference is the separation.
Right.
Separation puts it into a different pool of money, And then the question becomes, do you hang on for the separation, or do you go for your 5 foot on each side and make that an enormous enhancement? Or do both in the future. But bird the hand
they
is...
They don't have the money right now.
Right. Okay. So I think one more comment. I think that soliciting ideas for reaching from K Street down to the ferry is worth a discussion. It's pretty clear from K up to the bridge where people are thinking. But somehow, we're hearing people who are active bicyclists to ask whether there can be improvements south of K Street. And I think we'll just keep our minds open and sort of solicit ideas.
That's state property, but it's our...
I understand that.
Territorial, so we can talk.
Sometimes you can sweet talk people, yeah. Even state officials.
Excuse me, but was that a consensus then that Mr. Sharp is supposed to work with SMAT committee to develop a list of short plan targets
yes.
and take
yes.
that back to the committee?
Yes. All right, John.
PNC is asking for a public hearing to look at an amendment to zoning ordinance section 321.5. You should have the handout there, and the changes to the text are underlined. Bottom line, what I'm looking for here is just some more clarification to our ordinance as it pertains to driveways. That's an issue over the years. And so I brought up PNC. PNC told me to draft something up. I did. We edited a few things, and they were happy with it, and I'm happy with it, but now we're asking for a public hearing.
Now, how wide? You said 36 feet?
That's already part of the ordinance.
Okay. When would you like this public hearing?
Nancy has it scheduled for the July Town Council meeting prior to the first item.
Do I have a motion to that? So why are you looking? Just one question for the drip through. Drip through wooden or gravel driveway. The pervious concrete is not in here then? You're not classifying?
Well, there are a lot of place pervious concrete or pervious paper, but we're not considering pervious materials.
You're not considering?
That's correct.
Why is that? Yeah, the whole purpose of why they make
it. It requires maintenance.
It is the whole purpose, but it requires maintenance. I do not allow it as part of our inquiries or pervious coverage. Right now, you're allowed to cover up 65% of your lot with impervious.
Yep.
And yep. What we see happening is they're covering 65% of their house, and then they won't put in a large driveway, and they won't put in a pervious concrete driveway so that it doesn't fall under the guidelines. It doesn't work that way, either by state stormwater permits or otherwise.
So you're following the state in that? That's why I'm asking, because you're letting drip through wooden or gravel driveways, but you're... By the way, where you took out pervious concrete, I don't want to understand why.
Well, pervious concrete is never in there.
I know.
Yeah.
But you eliminated it by leaving it out, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, right.
And that was on purpose, okay.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to make sure it was on purpose, okay. So then once we set the July meeting, we'll set this public hearing, right? We've got to change the date because of voting.
All right, it'll be July.
Well,
you can go ahead and schedule a public hearing as the first item on your agenda on your July meeting, and then set your date later.
Okay. Make a motion we schedule it as the first item on our agenda at the July meeting.
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, thank you. Gabby?
No, we're not.
Okay. Brant, you have a short little thing you get to tell us?
Yes, sir.
Did you spend that?
My name's Brant Barnwell with the Marketing Committee, and we have a budget that we would like to present to the council. Of course, our budget number is given to us by the county, so we don't determine how much that is. we simply take that money and try to spend it the best way possible for the marketing of the town. Our total budget is, I've got a handout that I gave council, and the one that's entitled Cherry Beach Budget Allocations FY23. Down at the bottom, total budget $137,039. We have divided that up and spent, as you can see, advertising services, online management, fulfillment, and image and video. The next page sort of shows a pie graph of how that money is spent. 78% of our total budget goes to advertising and media. 17% is online management. 2% is fulfillment, which would be responding to requests for information, that type of thing. And 3% is for images, videos, pictures, that kind of thing. The last page of that handout shows the media outreach breakdown. That most of it, 24%, is actually print. 18% is the PPC, pay-per-click, which is the big thing right now. You can also see we do some online advertising, a little bit of radio and TV. Also social media, that's getting to be a big thing, the tweeting and Facebook and all that type of stuff. So that's how we're spending the money, or how we're recommending to spend the money. The other shows when we're spending the money. It's just a timeline. And as you can see, most of our expenses are in the beginning of the year and sort of the end of the year, trying to spend money and get people here during our shoulder seasons. During the summer, we don't do a whole lot except what is going on.
Well, I saw the brides, and hopefully Tom will have all the stuff worked out for, and didn't between that and the maybe you both those and together, I hope we're going to increase it a little bit on that. So with the Oceanfront Park and the community center. So appreciate it.
Any questions?
They're doing a great job. We went outside the town limits and have a young lady from the aquarium on there, and she's very helpful. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Do you need us to approve this, or you're good?
Well, I think we probably ought to have it approved by council.
Make a motion we approve the media budget as submitted. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Brad.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I got
yeah.
Okay. Discussion and consideration of department head business. Consideration of AT&T easement and associated paving costs parking and corral. Ms. Avery.
A little background on the AT&T easement. This was a project for public parking at the corral, sort of a select committee. I've got involved with negotiating the easement with AT&T. We originally tried to get another driveway off K Avenue onto our property there. Now, the canal. Yeah. Cars go in the canal. They're in the corral. DOT turned us down.
And they blew.
We have public parking there now, but it's not signed and it's not encouraged. It's mainly for large transporter boats or RVs in the area. We can get an additional 24 parking spaces, Tony, I think. We didn't want to use the 7th Avenue exit because that's our main emergency and we're going to need egress for the fire department. So we have been negotiating with AT&T for easement to use their driveway. They have agreed to the easement, a copy of it's in your package. Then we had to go back to DOT to get approval because that's DOT's road, K Avenue, and their driveway. They have looked at the plans, they're okay with the plans, and now they're requiring that we pave an additional part of the AT&T existing driveway. Right now it's 10 feet wide. They want it widened 20 feet. For a depth of 20 feet, so it's a 20 by 10, mainly to shore up that area where there'll be additional traffic turning into that 18 feet driveway to come in and make a left into the road. They'll come back out the same exit. I got a signed unseen estimate from a paving company of $3,800 to pave this. I need direction from council. Do we continue with this? We can't use power bill funds for this because it's for parking. It is not an allowed use. We don't have anything budgeted in the upcoming.
Who did you get the estimate from? This? Southern Asphalt?
No, it wasn't Southern. Southern.
Can we consider, this a bike path and park pedestrian?
Yeah, right around circles.
Yeah. Very short park. Yeah, it's money for
And again, and this was not, in my notes to you, this was not anything we had discussed with A&T, the original easement to do any improvements or changes to the property. Their language in their easement allows improvements only if they agree to them. So I have contacted the person at AT&T and told them what DOT is now requiring of us. So they may come back and say, forget it, we don't want you to
do anything. So you want us to wait now until AT&T?
No, you tell me if you want to continue with this, if you're going to agree to fund the paving of it, so that we can go back to AT&T and say, well, we'll all sign to your report.
That was Slap recommends, sir?
Yes.
Yes.
All in favor of continuing with AT&T on this project, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
I'm sorry. Is there a motion?
Now we need a motion.
Yeah. In favor of continuing with AT&T on the project. All opposed.
All right, Nancy.
And who seconded this?
I did, since you made the motion. I'll second it.
Do you guys? Where are we getting the money?
Was that unanimous?
Will that come out of the
committee
budget?
Did y'all vote unanimously?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
Well, once, if AT&T approves, we want to make a budget amendment. It's not a
current
budget.
But I was just wondering.
Yeah, we'd have to look at that at that point.
Contingency funds.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, the committee
for sure.
Good.
Okay, second item. The health department has requested use of the town hall facility. They'd like to expand their services to the community and come here and give immunizations, not only to staff but to residents and to the public. It's not just the flu vaccine. They have a whole list. Flu, pneumonia, tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis will be called. They would bill against the individual's insurance policy. And they're just looking to have clinics here in the town hall facility and council. In the past, we've had Walgreens approach us, and we've allowed them to come in and do the flu vaccine for our staff only, but we've not been contacted before from the health department. So I just wanted to run that by you.
Have we ever considered using our community center? We don't get to use it very often, and they have even more room in there.
It gets used more often than you think. I think it kind of interfere with
it. It depends when they get coming out.
Yeah. So you want permission to?
They want three different clinics on three different days, a 4-hour clinic. So it's liable to cut into more classes.
Yeah. If it's 3 days, if we're not using the count room, I think it'd be.
Well, they would have to work around.
All right. Well, thanks.
Make a motion to approve the request.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Now,
one more item.
Ocean Park.
Sponsorship opportunities for the Ocean Front Park. This is a subject that's kind of been discussed around and about, and we've attempted various things, and then we had construction issues at the park, and things kind of fizzled. Now that we're actually seeing some progress, our boardwalk is just about done. I want to approach council to find out if you do want to have some sort of sponsorship campaign, fundraising campaign. Funds would be used to pay down existing debt, about $1 million on the land and $347,000 that we borrow for development and for programming, concerts, educational programs. We're going to do with the county, with the schools, and so forth, whatever type of events we're planning to do at the park. My suggestion is to start with the boardwalk itself, since that's the newest thing. It's just about done. The idea that I'm presenting to you tonight is a fish made out of corian countertop. It's an engraved fish that is actually embedded into the plank. It's routed out, the shape of the fish. You can have three lines of print on there. You can do it in memory of, or in honor of, or with the grandkids, you know, the grandma or grandpa, that kind of thing. We'll pass this out real quick.
Is this like at the...
Is that Jeanette's
like
pier?
Pier? Yeah. Have you priced these?
Yes, ma'am.
Because theirs are several hundred dollars.
Jeanette's Pier did a very successful campaign with this. That's a pier. The Outer Banks, the First Bank, Aquarium, sponsored pier. They sold 2,115 of these fish at $200 each. They were so popular, they're offering a special edition of red fish. The original ones were blue for $500.
And have you talked to the woman who did those for you?
Yes, it's a local group, RAGS.
And you talked to her directly?
I spoke to her yesterday and a couple weeks ago, pricing. The cost of the fish itself is $65. That includes the engraving. And it's about $20, $25 for the installation, depending on per fish, depending on how many we do at a time. We would get orders, get a group of 25 or 50 fish, however many, and then we would have them installed.
And where would they be installed on the?
On the boardwalk, in each plank on the boardwalk. There are 1,200 planks on the boardwalk.
Where you walk.
Where you walk. Mm-hmm. You have photos in your agenda packet of your department head items?
How are they stuck in there?
They're in epoxy, and a compound in epoxy. They're bound out, they're in tension. One problem they had at Jeanette's Pier is that with just the glue, it was popping out, so they've added an additional coating for each contraption underneath, and that's been working really well. The only problem they found is that there is some fading, so they recommend starting with a darker color. There will be some fading over time. With that, I asked Kyle if they had any idea of how long these would last. You know, it's a fairly new concept, so they couldn't really say, but they did a lot of studying with it. The aquarium was very particular about what they wanted. They also told me that all of the North Carolina State Aquariums are going to use this as fundraising because it's been so popular. Baldhead Island is doing something similar for them. They're using a turtle. So we would not be able to have that exact fish. We can have a different design fish, or we can have a different design period, depending upon countless fishes. Our recommendation was $220 a fish. That's up to council. The other thing that the Jeanette's Pier did was benches. They sold 27 benches at $1,500 each. Our park plans call for 4 benches right in front of the park. And 4 swings. Maybe we could do the same concept under the different colored fish. Specialized, maybe 1,800 for the benches and 2,000 for the swings.
How much are the benches costing us? Because I don't think we should
charge people. Benches are costing about $400.
Yeah, so why would we sell bench for 1,800?
It's fundraising.
Costing us
$400. To raise
money? Yeah, I can't imagine anybody paying $2,000 for it.
Well, I'm actually... Got two people interested in the bench, and about six people interested in the fish, and that's just talking around. But it's up to council to set the
prices. Are we designing those benches where the bag moves back and forth? Okay, are you putting the thing on?
It would be on the part of the bench facing the, even on the back, facing the ocean.
Okay, and when you turn it over, you have one on the other side.
No. But it would just be on one side. Whichever side faces the boardwalk, I think, would be the most appropriate side.
Okay, I'd like to recommend that that's something you consider, so if maybe if two people wanted to go in and do it with $1,000 a piece.
I don't know how thick the bench is, John, because it has to be at least
it can be done.
That's a good idea.
That's great.
Then they can have it both ways.
Yeah, but the back, if the bench is facing the ocean, the back of the bench, you'd have a fish, but you could have one on the other side, so maybe flip it over. Well, you still wouldn't see it that.
Yeah, the walk in behind it.
You'll see it, right?
Yeah.
The benches are how much?
Benches are costing us roughly $400.
My recommendation was $1,800 for the bench. It's up to, that's just.
And the swings?
I was thinking $2,000 for the swings, four swings.
Are the swings and the benches going to have a plank wide enough to put the fish on, John?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Additionally, we just have right now benches in front of the park site. We don't have any plans for any benches further down one block to L. I'm thinking we could do another six benches in that area and also have those in the way for total 10. And just ballpark figure, we did all that, we sold everything. We're looking at about $179,000 net. If we at least started in stages, if we start on the boardwalk, see how it goes, if it's popular, if it's not popular, then that will give us a good indication for the rest of the park, the actual park site. We have talked about different ideas there with maybe some additional red papers or sponsorship opportunities for the two rain gardens or the pets and the hot lot, like things, that type of thing.
Have you talked to anybody about maybe sponsoring the entire hot lot? Somebody really would like to come down and hold, and it could be the Nancy Avery hot lot.
Are we going to get it? All right, do I have a motion to accept?
Motion to accept Nancy's recommendation.
Is that a second? All in favor, signify by saying aye. Opposed? Thanks, Nancy.
Great job, Nancy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
speech. Open header, let's talk about big cars. Good job.
As you know, currently the town only accepts cash or checks for any type of payment, and we've had a lot of interest in other forms of payment. Done a lot of research and really come up with a good alternative that's the least costly to the town, which is through BB&T, but they use a third party, so we're going to have a link on our website that some people just go in and click on that. We take them to a third-party website that'll still basically have the town's logo and everything. And from there, they could pay their water and sewer bill or, you know, parking ticket, building permit, whatever they want, using, you know, credit card. Now, there is a site fee which gets passed on to the customer, and that's 2.89% plus 50 cents. So what that would be for, let's say, a $70 water and sewer bill, that would be a site charge of $2.52. And the town is completely out of that part. It's a site fee that goes right to the third party. Now, of course, there are some costs that the town will have to bear in this. One is there's a $99 setup fee. It's a one-time fee. And then there are also some monthly fees of $25.90 per month. Plus, there's a new fee that just was implemented called card not present fee. So we'd have an additional fee that could run between $2 and $10 per month. It's based on the volume of transactions that we would have. So it gives a good alternative for we've had many residents and property owners that don't actually live here that are looking for other payment alternatives. So I'm really looking for a council approval, I guess, to move forward with
this. So how much is it going to cost you a month?
Let's say worst case could be about $35,
$36. How long is it good for?
Well, it's really good forever. I mean, yeah, could there be a price increase at some point? Yeah, I'm sure there could be. But.
So $100 plus $35 a month is what you're saying, right?
Right. Yes, the $100 is a one-time fee. Yeah. And also with our new arrangement that we've had for actually coming up on a year now where we get earnings credit on our bank account, really we should see very little or nothing really out of our pocket. But it would really be covered.
And you can do it off the website as well?
And actually people could come into the town hall here and make a payment using a credit card, but they'd still pay the site fee.
Credit or debit, right?
Visa, MasterCard, Discover. We would exclude American Express because those processing fees are too high.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we move forward with accepting credit cards to come to the 21st century.
Second.
All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thanks, Harlan.
Thank you.
Clarification of building related to water and sewer exchanges to fuel swimming pools. Angry.
In your packet, you have an email from me. We just have some, differences in how we're interpreting the ordinance. For swimming pools, as to whether we are supposed to build for water and sewer or not. I gave you the excerpts from the ordinance. These are the only ones in the ordinance that even address anything related. But the first one, section 1738, water for sprinkling fountains and pools to be metered. Water for sprinkling purposes only and for fountains. And pools will be supplied only by meter measurement and at meter rates and under such conditions as the council may prescribe. The permit will be granted for continuous supply from any fixture unless the meter is used. I interpret that to mean we have one meter, we don't have a separate meter for water or for sewer. You fill it up your swimming pool, you're paying water and sewer. Traditionally, through the years, we've either not charged at all or we've given them a one-time chance to fill up the pool and only charged for water. Now, I would just like clarification. This really came about when the person retired and another person came in. And my direction has always been to go by the ordinance. So then we say, well, maybe the ordinance could be a little clearer, or we interpreting it the same way. The main argument is, where does the pool drain? I'm saying it doesn't matter if we're charging sewer for sprinkling. Where is your sprinkler water drain? So I'm asking council for clarification and direction on how we're supposed to build.
And that Carolina Beach uses my break on the swimming pool filler.
Back then, I didn't remember it. You were in charge.
Just for perspective, a 15,000-gallon pool for water and sewer is $82.50 to fill it up. Water is $36, and the sewer is $46.50.
And with the one-time fill-up fee, then compared to the everyday, you know, usage, it's pay sewage on, but the one-time fill-up fee, you know, see, charge of sewer.
Then how do we justify sprinklers? Irrigation systems that don't have sewer.
They didn't charge for years and years in the past.
Then you need to propose change the ordinance, because I agree with Nancy. It's pretty clear, right? If we need to change the ordinance, then you can propose one, I guess.
But we have to have separate meters for sprinklers.
We're not going to do that. I mean, we just talked at our earlier meetings when we were talking about the budget meetings about the fact that we're trying to encourage people to conserve water. So we're not going to stop charging the rates that are in our ordinances unless we do a whole overhaul. I mean,
a 15,000-gallon pool is kind of small.
I'm okay. If you want to make a proposal, we need to modify the ordinance.
Yeah.
But I agree with Nancy. Nancy is doing exactly what she should do, which is follow the ordinances. If the council wants to change it, we should change it. I don't think it's worth changing for $40 to fill up their pool. I don't know how much a pool costs now, but I'm sure it's a whole lot more than that. I only use the Atlantic Ocean. But, or they could convince them. The fire chief to go practice around their pool and spray into it and make sure to fill it up. Give you that spray their house. I like it.
Money don't want to do.
Make a motion, we'll do that as is. Move on.
I second that.
The clarification.
As is being the ordinance is interpreted to charge for water and sewer. For section 17.3. How's that?
Favor signal saying aye.
Opposed?
I'm sorry, who seconded?
Steve.
Thank you. I'm going to wait, John.
If you don't mind, I'd like to give an update on Park Avenue.
No.
Yeah, trap on June 2nd down here. As you know, it got kind of heated between the vendor at the setup events and us. Trap on went off without a hitch. It was actually very nice. Trap was about typical for the event. Nobody got hurt. Everything went well. And we heard the police officer's loose at 10:45, I believe. Andy Burke and myself stayed around until about lunchtime, just kind of keep our eyes open. And everything went well. I do want to have some direction on how we want to proceed with collecting the rest of the fees that were charged to the owner of set up events. That is refused to pay, and that's the only outstanding matter with the draft law.
Tell us how much he refused to pay.
$240.
And why did he refuse to pay?
Because he didn't think he needed to pay for services that he didn't think he needed.
Okay. Alright. Do we want a discussion or just a motion?
No, we want discussion right now.
Okay, that's fine. So at our February meeting, Ms. Mary Toffolin came. And also, when we had this discussion over the phone, I'm sure John contacted you. I requested that he come to our meeting to discuss this, which he hasn't done. We sent a representative.
No, he's out of town. He sent something. He sent a letter.
One of his letters, I didn't get. Did everybody get a copy?
Yeah, it was CC'd to all the council. He said that he was going to be out of town for this meeting.
I got that letter, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to be
So do we want to wait until the next meeting? Okay.
Yes, I'll wait until the next meeting.
Okay.
We'll moving right along. Are there any other questions?
Okay, so
do we want to
consensus?
Yeah. Before we say it, do we want to communicate to him?
Yes.
What do we want to communicate?
Send him a letter and ask him to be here.
And will there be a late charge?
How much of a late charge?
What do we do for
$100? $1,000? What do you want?
No, it's just a good question, right? Now that our fee structures have late charges built in.
Water and sewer.
All of us, right? But none of the other fees, right?
So what if he never pays it?
Well, he won't be back again.
Yes, even if he pays, he might not be back before now goes. But, so I request, or for council discussion, that we send him a letter saying we expect you to be at the next meeting. We need to figure out what that is tonight. And then and to explain why he doesn't want to pay the fees that the professionals, the department heads, felt were necessary to conduct public safety. I mean, you know,
I second that much.
As the emergency manager as well as a fireman, I have a pretty dim view of a profit person saying, well, you know, I don't care what your 28 or 30 year or 32 year fire chief and what your 20 year police chief and what your, you know, building inspector says, this is what I want to pay. That at the last minute, by the way. So I have a pretty big issue with that all the way around.
Well, there were some mistakes in his deal.
Okay. And that's a different issue than once those are resolved,
he was
not paying what the town says is necessary to, when his representative said in the February meeting that there would be no cost to the town. Some of the other comments are kind of distressed me as well, but I'll wait until it's here to ask about those. So I make a motion that we direct the town clerk to send a letter to him with the date of the next meeting with the expectation that he shows up.
All in favor?
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you, John. Fire department.
Well,
I can
you get the
Okay.
Got to put it on there. Just a quick park update. Moving along slowly. Boardwalk is nearing completion. The only thing that's really left on the boardwalk is putting in the handrails on the new crossover. Those should be starting, well, the handrails should be started here in the next week by the the welder that's building them. And then also the lighting, all the electricity and the new lights will be installed over the next week or so. So we're probably looking at about 3 weeks out of the boardwalk being ready for the town to take possession of it.
Now, you're still not allowing them to work on Fridays, then?
They are working on Fridays if they have a rain day during the week.
Okay. If they don't have a rain day, they don't work.
That's correct. I gave y'all a couple of the main slab, they're looking at possibly pouring part of that slab this coming week. The only reason that they're not looking at doing the entire slab next week is because during the demolition, one of the large excavators broke one of the pylons, one of the six pylons out front. And so that is going to have to be replaced, and they're not sure when they're going to be able to get the pylon guy down here to do it. So we're looking at pouring concrete next week, but not all of them. Additionally, since the boardwalk is nearing completion, the framing crew will be over on the bathroom facility, public bathroom facility, in the very near future. Last month, I brought a couple of things to y'all. One being the road surface and my concerns with the new concrete beam that ran along the road. Since then, I've spoken with Sonny Baker, and he feels that resurfacing that whole road is, that whole road needs to be resurfaced as it is, and he feels like it would fall under the power line. Additionally, Nancy was in contact with Mike Christberry, the grants administrator for KMA, and he felt like resurfacing the entire road would fall under the KMA grant that we have too. So it looks like we might be able to mitigate that issue where it won't cost us any extra money. Kind of. Did I say that right, Nancy?
Especially if we have a sponsor for it.
The next thing that we had was the playground equipment. You should have in your packet two alternatives. One that was originally proposed, and the second that has come before us in recent months. That's another alternative. They both look nice, they both look like they last forever. The big thing is that one costs $3,305, the other one costs $9,998. That is not including installation. So what I'm looking for here is council to tell me which way to go now.
This
the architect, the landscape architect, assures me that either one of these will work fine in the area that we have, meets all the requirements that are necessary, and there's no problem with either one. We just need to make a decision on which one that we would like to see.
Could you tell us what they're both made of?
The iron shed that you see with the ramp and the slide is made out of wood, and the other unit that you see there is made out of recycled plastic. The pirate ship made out of wood costs $3,305, not including installation or the contractor markup. The recycled plastic unit costs $9,998, not including installation or contractor markup.
Is that the same thing?
So it could be
dollars, yes, sir. It could cost $6,000.
To what, sir?
Not including the contractor, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
When you get us a real price, I'll look at it.
We need to mark up an installation cost.
We need it.
Yeah. I'll ask for it.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I think bottom line we're looking at is which price is more, and how do you want me to proceed on that? Are you saying that you're interested in the one that costs $10,000?
No.
Well, then, okay.
We don't need that.
I don't know if he's putting 25% on that $3,000 for later.
I've looked at his other markups. I'm not anticipating a $3,000 markup on
it. I don't really think the button needs to be as high as this one is.
But it's roughly 8 feet tall.
Yeah. And the kid falls off of it. And I'd like to have it about 4 feet.
That's what they fall off of.
Not as tall. Tots, right?
Yeah.
Just remember, this is what was originally spiked out. The reason we're even having this conversation is because another.
Yes, sir.
Well, I thought originally Alan was going to build it.
When Alan was hired to take that, that's when that one was spec'd out. That was the original design and concept right there.
Well, we need to speak to Alan.
Alan built this and saw it for $3,305.
I was only going to do one jacket thing each year.
So what exactly are you asking? What do you mean?
I want to know which one you want to use.
Yeah, I mean,
we want to know the markup on the lake.
I can't.
And you need to cut it off, son. It's too high.
I mean, well, it's physically too high. Not
financially too high.
Physically too high.
And I want to know if Alan will give us a price too. If we put him in the new charity, I'd like to see the local guy do this. Well, I understand that, but he still needs to make it.
So, just for direction, does anyone looking at the two of these want recycled plastic out there?
No.
We all want wood, right?
Yes.
So, that helps you a little bit, right? We want a wooden playground structure. Our concern is that one's too big for the kids we're targeting. So, please look at that.
Okay.
And then we've got some requests that you talk to Alan and get him to quote on the same issue.
Right. All right.
Well, if he's interested, because we'd like the local provider the opportunity.
I can certainly do that. I would rather do that also.
In other words, stop wasting your time with plastic over that. Is that a consensus of the council?
Yes. The only other thing I want to say is that if we ask our landscape architects to check into other alternatives, it's going to start costing us. They've gone over budget now.
Yeah.
So, just to ring it down, son. All
right. As long as you're good with that, okay.
We have a slide.
Well, but I think, Dina, when you go up in there, I think it's down enough that it has railings. I think it looks deceptive, but you're probably not standing right up there.
I'm still concerned about this rock climbing wall on it.
Yeah.
I don't think you need that.
That's not on there. That's nice.
It's on the sketch.
Yeah. It's wall.
Is
that on the other side?
Yeah, not in favor of that. Anyway.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Fire Department's Harold. Email us. Police Department. Public Works?
Discussing consideration of all business. Adoption of the FY 2012-13 budget and fee schedule.
Make a motion we adopt that as proposed.
The police chief asked us to look at parking rates, and it's $10 in there. I'd like to make a motion to raise it.
So we're looking at the fee schedule. Civil citation fees? Okay.
But it's $10.
Vehicles, parking, third, your person must fully be, you know. You're selling a parking ticket?
Yeah. $50.
At $10, our parking fees are cheaper than most people's parking rates.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a good point. Right? If we're going to look at the parking, and catch that.
Well,
that's $10. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You want that away?
Well, so first, are there any limitations, gentlemen, during all these? This is the last page right before page 6.
Just a special.
Failure of vehicle parking. Parking ticket, parking, and handicap space.
But the chief asked us to raise this, and it's...
No, I agree with you. Let's make sure there's no limits before it goes out of business. That's all I'm worried about.
One more.
Somebody help him back.
He's working on it.
Yeah, he's got that.
True. The budget ordinance. It's under the very first one.
And I think they're saying raise the same too. Well, you're saying raise just the parking ticket from 10 to 15.
How much was the handicap parking ticket?
25.
25?
Mm-hmm.
Raise it to 125.
Yes.
Is there any limitations, Andy, on how much it goes up before it gets out of this demand?
Well, no, but most handicap parkings are 100 and a half, 250, you know.
Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to make sure we're not getting ourselves in trouble. So what's your proposal, Mr. Mayor?
To raise the parking, regular parking fee to $50 and the handicap fee to $150. Handicap.
Okay.
All in favor?
Well, any other changes? Let's just do the
vote.
Is there any other changes from anybody? I'll make a motion if there's not. Okay. Matt? I make a motion that we accept the budget proposal with the changes of parking ticket raised to $50 and parking in a handicap space raised to $150.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
I'm
sorry, so
that was
4-1.
4-1. Okay. We've all looked at the budget, all looked at the numbers. Adoption of the FY12-13 budget and fee schedule. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Wait a minute.
That's what my motion was.
I'm going
to be adopted with the change.
Okay.
We're good.
No,
sir. We're good.
Got it.
Carry the motion to 4-1.
4-1. Reschedule 17th. This is the council meeting change. Nancy, what do you suggest?
You can do Thursday the 12th, which is a couple days before the regular meeting would have been, or you can do just move it to the very next day, instead of the 17th, have it on Wednesday the 18th at 6:30, or Thursday the 19th at 6:30.
Wednesday's a church night. You don't want to do it Wednesday.
Can I request the 19th because I'm out of town the other 2 days?
Okay, the 19th is fine.
I can move it to the 19th.
Make a motion. We said July 19th at the same normal time.
Good.
And then we will schedule a public hearing the 19th.
Right.
At the first of the meeting.
All right. Was
there a second? Make a motion. Then we do it on the 19th.
Sir. Have a second?
Second. Yep.
Yep, and it's dead. All in favor, signal by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Greenway action, if any. Emily, you want to say something about this?
I think this young lady up here took really good notes for us and has a lot of the written things that everybody had. I think that's probably all the committee needed unless the council as a whole would like to send a resolution to the committee.
Okay. The feedback seemed pretty strong from what I saw.
Yeah.
I'd like that we direct the town clerk to create a resolution for adoption in the next meeting so we have time to work on it as opposed to trying to be one off the cuff.
They're still scheduling for informational purposes only through September.
Yeah.
And actually, the public comment period is through for just without us having any recommendations at all. Is through the end of June. And then there will be a set of recommendations that will come out at the end of the summer, the beginning of the fall. And at that point, it'll come back to public comments. So you can make comments on the recommendations at that point.
Yes. Yeah, we wait and see what their recommendations
are. Just wait a little bit like that, and I think that is. Yeah. All right, well, you know how we feel.
Yeah. Right now, I might bring a resolution next month. I got to think about it. That's fine. Okay.
So, is
no action for you.
Okay.
New business, non-profit special events and associated costs. It has come to our or my attention that
some people don't pay the police, fire, or public works anything, and most of them are nonprofits. And I think we need to, in fairness to all the department heads, try to leave people across the views of these people that I'm there. So.
Well, many events are we talking about? I mean, I can think of the fishing tournament, but for the disabled people.
There were three, I think, three fishing tournaments.
No, so there's the one for the disabled kids, there's the one for the military kids.
And then the one Carolina Beach stuff.
Well, that was not ours, so I'm not worried about that.
Well, we don't get any fees from it.
What does Carolina Beach do?
They bring the fishing, the kids down here fish.
And that's the disabled kids, right?
Military.
Yeah, it's military and disabled. There's two fishing tournaments, and then there's the Christmas thing.
There's
just the fire department.
There's three fish tournaments.
There's three, okay, so there's four.
You've got a Cape Fear Disabled Sports Fishing Tournament, you've got the Military Kids Fishing Tournament, and then you've got the Carolina Beach Parks and Ranks Fishing Tournament.
Okay.
And you've got, and
they
you
have
got the Step Up for Soldiers Fishing Tournament.
That's the military.
That's the military. Okay.
But the Carolina Beach, when they bring their people down here to fish, right? And we don't really sponsor any of those fishing tournaments, right? The town?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
So, I mean, I guess I would kind of look for the department heads' inputs on how impactful that is to the budget. You don't know from the police department, do you?
No. I mean, it's not.
The biggest one, the one that impacts us the biggest is the Cape Fear Disabled Sportsman Tournament, primarily because we like to shut down the west side of Cape.
Right.
Dennis usually schedules, well, it's probably what you should start talking.
Right, I mean, each of them vary, and it could be an additional man, two men.
They all require that one of the streets is shut down, don't they?
No.
They don't?
Cape Fear Disabled is the only one we shut the street down for.
Passing buses.
So what kind of money are we talking to?
If you put the fees in.
The fees are in there.
$150, $200. They're not that long, but we need to take the fees for it.
If we were to charge fees for the Cape Fear Disabled, for instance, we're probably looking at around $700. And that's one police officer for 5 hours, and then closing down the road, the high impact general use fee is $500 per day.
Okay. Could that association afford that? Do you know?
Yes, ma'am, that association could afford it, but just keep in mind that every bit of that money is that we raised for that tournament is put right back in that tournament.
What do you mean, right? What?
We spend about $7,500 to put that tournament on every year.
They give away the fishing rods and all kind of stuff.
Okay. So maybe give away fewer rods. That's 10% of your budget. And if we finish the park and we have Special Olympics would like to do the polar plunge here, I think I figured it up earlier, that would be about $1,000 to $1,500, and Carolina Beach lets them do that for free, so we wouldn't have a polar plunge here, so we didn't have to worry about that one. But the elementary school, or the whole school system, using the pavilion down there as an outdoor classroom, I don't know what kind of fees we're going to have on using the pavilion, but we have to charge the schools to use it when they come by there, or any nonprofit that has like after school kids or disabled kids or anything like that, to have to charge them a fee too.
Well, we've got a substantial amount to use for things like that already donated to the town. When that's used up, then you'd have to readdress that, yes.
Well, so we would take donations to pay your fees.
Well, I would propose that we tell the TDA to pay the fees for the nonprofits. It's great advertising for the town.
TDA to put on the money.
Well, they just showed a marketing thing for $140,000, right?
That's the marketing.
Well, then they should market this. I mean, for me, which I'm fine with how our council votes, but My personal opinion, the town has done this for a reason the entire time the town's been here. They've always supported nonprofit activities at the pier. The Step Up for Soldiers and the disabled tournaments bring so much goodwill to the name of the town for $700 that it's certainly worth it, in my opinion. And, you know, my vote, when we get to it, is that we keep that because that's part of what makes Cherry Beach different from everywhere else. I understand how it came up. A for-profit person got upset when he found out that nonprofits were not paying. There's a reason why there's nonprofits and profit activities, right? And that guy got $35,000 for putting on that event, and he certainly can pay the town $2,400 or whatever it was. That's way different than what's going on where a pier owner's donating his time, so none of those kids pay to go out there and fish. A bunch of fishermen from all over the town go down there and bait hooks for them and help them learn how to fish, and it's their one opportunity. And for the town to not be able to afford $700 for that, it's not the town I grew up in. So I kind of, I appreciate it coming up as an issue because I think we should discuss it. It is the citizens' money, but this is one I think we're doing the right thing by what we've been doing for the history of the town.
We can't put it all on the TDA. It'll have to come out of the general fund.
That's fine.
The TDA is strapped.
That's fine. Then it's coming out of the budget of the town like it's been for the entire history of the town. I mean, the budget that Dennis put in and that the chief put in and that John put in covered this last year, so it's already built into the budget. I mean, it's already in there because they based their budget off of what they spent last year. That's how the budgets were built. So it's already in the budget. And if we want to call it out so the citizens know we're doing it, I'm fine with that. If they don't think that we should be supporting that, then I'm welcome to take the feedback. But for my vote, for my discussion and influence on the rest of the council, this is the right thing for the town to do. We're not spending a lot of the citizens' money, and we get a lot of goodwill for the town for these events, both with the military and with the disabled kids. Now, the one with Carolina Beach Rec, that one I'm kind of on the fence about, because there's a pier in Carolina Beach that should be talking to that pier owner. That one's a little different, but the other two... And the Christmas show by the fire department, for that matter, because that's another similar one where we close off the town, right?
And they budget the police and fire department in that.
Yeah, but they don't pay the fees. They don't pay the $500 to the general fund for closing the road, I don't think. Yeah, I didn't think they did.
Isn't that the town doing
that? No, it's the fire department. Because we raise money. The fire department is not our own.
Is
the fire department is not the town. It's a separate nonprofit.
The town funds some of that.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Last few years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good.
Out of the TDA.
Good. Well, I mean, it's the right thing.
Yeah, out of the TDA money.
I mean, that's my input to council. I don't have anything else to say.
We should not pay for nonprofit. That's been like that since I was here. And that's how it should stay. These kids and the Army should get this for free. Like you said, maybe Carolina Beach coming over here is another thing. And then when we open up the park, we'll look at it again for those people. But for what we do every year, absolutely.
Well, where
it's
do we
free.
Cut it off for the nonprofits?
That's a great point. I think that's a very good point.
Where do we cut it off?
Well, maybe it should be on a case-by-case basis and the building inspector brings it to the town council.
There you go.
Okay.
Yes.
Back in 2007, the police chief came to me. Up to that point in time, we've had the triathlon here for after going on for 15 years. We never charged a dime for anything. Same with any movie companies that came in, we never charged. Dennis and I sat down and figured out some rates and some forms and took it to council. And at that time, it was that this is for profit only, because particularly something like the triathlon, we have a lot of our residential areas that are impacted by this. It is all over the town. It doesn't shut down just one part that's mainly used by visitors. It's all over the town. They kind of come in and take over a lot of areas of town property, whereas the pier, most of that is on pier or in public parking, except for when we shut down areas for the buses to park. So that was where the chief was coming from. Police work 12-hour shifts to bring additional officers in. They're coming in on their time off.
they're much more willing to do it for a nonprofit event that they feel strongly about, as for somebody to make money on the event. That, again, was kind of the chief's thing that we need to look at, supplementing the budget, and how can we, if we're going to have these for-profit events in town, how do we control them? So that's how we came up with the not charging for the nonprofits as opposed to the for-profits.
And if I could just add one more point, I think from a business standpoint, I've worked a little bit in the movie industry and had business. Businesses expect these costs. They don't like it, but they expect it. And I know we had some instances with the movies where we weren't even close to what the next cheapest person was charging.
You're exactly right.
And I think what we're talking about is when we're talking about for-profit, having a little bit of equity, I think we're still probably on the low end, but having a little bit of equity. And if you're in business, you expect to incur these costs for public safety and services.
So we should review when the council, when the park, if you have a nonprofit church group, wants to use the park.
Correct.
Okay. What's the deal? I mean,
well, isn't there a difference? I mean, there's different nonprofits. There's nonprofits and charities, and then there's nonprofits. Like the Carolina Beach Parks and Rec, that's a nonprofit, but
right.
That's not really a challenge.
That's right. Exactly.
It's a lot different from the disabled program that's independent. It's from the military.
Yeah, you're right.
Maybe that's going to be case by case.
But I mean, how do we write that so John can and Nancy can?
It's impact. Yeah. It's a public park. You can't tell somebody they can't come and bring 30 people and have a cookout. And they can't rent the park as such, but they can't take over the whole park and not let anybody else come into the park. The triathlon, they want to take over pretty much everything.
They're having a landing park or renting the park.
Now, not the public restrooms.
Well, it depends upon the impact, how long, how much area, how much of the
they're going in 2 or 3 hours or 4 hours.
How many additional trash cans and recycling cans and police presence.
And
that's what John does is looking at them.
Well, so who's the right person to give us a recommendation or proposal on this, right?
If we're going to pick and choose between who we're going to charge and who we're not going to charge, and y'all are comfortable with what we've been doing with those certain events that we have down here, such as Cape Fear Disabled, the military tournament, and the fire department, why can't we just put it right on here? These three events do not get charged any fees. I'd take care of that real quick.
Does that get us in problems with the next one? Tell attorney, that's the issue with doing that, right?
Everyone else, if they come in here and say they don't want to pay, then you can take your case to counsel and counsel wishes to waive the fees again.
I think it'd be a lot easier just to take case by case for counsel. It'd make it a lot easier. That way you don't have to complain yourself why you did this, why you did that.
Regardless, every time the road is closed, it will come before counsel. So you don't know when.
So what about we direct the town attorney and the building inspector to work on a recommendation along those lines for our next meeting? Does that sound reasonable? Mm-hmm. On how to deal with nonprofits? Yeah. I do. Well, they need to write it down because you can't just...
I mean, you can't go with it.
It's got to be written down a little better than that. I think that's why they need to come back with it, right? I don't know where it goes exactly.
Can I get in our face while we're just chatting?
I think somewhere in our fee structure gets written down that way that it'll be case by case and brought to council when necessary by the building inspector.
And the council has the right to waive the fees.
Yeah.
Okay, we can handle that. Thanks, sir.
Can you bring us something back like that?
Sure. So that's the consensus, the attorney and the building inspector can bring our recommendation back.
Yes, ma'am.
Council granted permission from
those. Yes, those consensus.
council granted permission to PNC to review applicants and make recommendations to council for appointment. Swear.
Several years ago, I'm not sure, you know, when this stopped, but PNC used to be able to interview candidates who wanted to be on the planning and zoning commission board and make recommendations to the council for one or more candidates. And then the council could do whatever they wanted. They would accept that recommendation or somebody totally different. PNC would like to be able to go back to the way it used to be and have an opportunity to interview the candidates and make a recommendation to the council.
Did they say
council is coming to
that? It worked well when it worked.
It was something that, and correct me on this, Alan, if I'm wrong, and John, I think they felt like it was something that they benefited from. They had time to talk to candidates and really quiz them on things that maybe we wouldn't think about or have an opportunity to do. And they felt like they had a role to play, that they were part of it. And then it was taken away from them, and they just like to have that privilege back again.
Well, they also could do they want to on there doing that.
But they can make a recommendation. We don't like their recommendation. We don't have to go along with it.
That's not exactly what planning and zoning said.
Right. Good. What did you guys say?
And you asked us why we don't interview candidates.
Right, I did.
And we briefly explained the reason why, and then you said you were going to bring it. It's very clear on the record that PNC was against the motion that council made to take that out of the hands and do that. We were very clear on that. We didn't agree with that.
Right. Yes.
We didn't make a motion or anything to bring it back.
No, we didn't. We did not vote on it.
Reverse it. It's, that was what you wanted.
Well, then let's not do it. It's a damn issue. We're not going to do it.
David, water and sewer.
Yeah, so I just want to catch council. So Mayor Lambert, myself, Arlen, Nancy, and Sonny had a meeting with Carolina Beach on our water and sewer rates. We did not reach total agreement yet. We're still working with them on that. Thanks very much. So kind of one big issue was how they calculate one of the limits, which Arlen found. I'm not sure where it's going to end up, so I don't really want to say what it's going to end up, but right now us and them are working through the issue. It looks very well though.
It looks good
for us, so hopefully it'll work out that way. We'll see. On the second note though, both towns have done a great job of reducing their infiltration to their systems over the previous couple of years. Carolina Beach had a reduction in their actual inflow of about, I think it was 14 or 15%, we were like 7 or 8%, just because we started our work earlier, right? So both towns are doing a great job controlling infiltration to the system, which would drive us to expand the system. Because we're nowhere near the capacity of the system, it doesn't look like we'd have an expansion issue in the short term, which would be good for us. And Steve's the expert, so he's shaking his head, which is good. It makes me feel good. That will start showing us some big savings as those old capital projects in the late 90s and early 2000s drop off. So we should see our future sewer rates stabilized. We shouldn't see any big issues on the treatment side in the next few years, which is a good thing for us. That will allow us to start building our sewer capital fund so that we can continue the work that Sonny's been doing in public work. So it's good news for us, and hopefully Arlen will keep on and we'll keep finding good things. It's good meeting. We'll see when our next meeting is.
And the next meeting is
not scheduled. Right? Yeah, we're waiting to schedule it. They have to answer the questions before. give it again. I think they're closing and all, fixing their budget. That's all I have, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anything else come before this council? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Have a motion. Okay. Do I have a second? Ms. Mayor, all in favor, see if I say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.
I'm just going to have a lovely.